So your very simple answer would be there's a vast amount of data within reg reporting, and being able to kind of get to the point, have chatbots to be able to respond and linking the data, and using AI tools just to be able to be more efficient in that process, be it from the regulated, like requesting to the regulator, or for our clients coming into our platform.
Hello, and welcome to At the Forefront FinTech Conversations. I'm Sam Belden, VP and Head of Content at Forefront, and I'll be your host for today. And joining me is Linda Middleditch, Chief Product Officer at Regnology. Regnology is a leading technology firm on a mission to bring safety and stability to the financial markets. Linda, welcome to At the Forefront.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course. So the theme for today's discussion is going to be the future of regulatory reporting. We're going to talk about how regulators are changing their approach to regulatory reporting, some of the specific regulations that are driving this shift, and how digital transformation and the cloud can help both regulators and the regulated as they adapt to these changing needs. And stay tuned until the end for Linda's perspective on how artificial intelligence will play into the future of regulatory reporting. So looking forward to that, but without further ado, let's sort of start at the top of the conversation. I know that one of Regnology's major focuses has been supporting regulators' demand for more granular data-driven reporting. So tell us about this shift to granularity and what it's going to require from regulators and the regulated.
Yeah, so look, this is a shift that's been happening and is sort of gaining momentum. And it makes total sense, right? Because if you look at the traditional way of doing reporting, it was banks producing a lot of data into templates to deliver to the regulator. It's sort of retrospective by design, because you're delivering the numbers that are being asked for. The idea of moving to granular is that then it means still that you'll have some of those aggregates there. But it also means that the regulators can then look for items in the data, the granular data, rather than asking for sort of a bunch of aggregates overall. And you look at the programs of work that is there. There's IREF in Europe, but there's also the Bank of England has a granular data program. Office 3 has a granular data program. Swiss regulator. So it's across the board. The regulators are now moving to this, so they can be more proactive in keeping the market safe.
Great, thanks for that overview. And I know you mentioned a couple of the specific regulations programs at play in your response there, but when you think about sort of the specific regulations that are most relevant with this pivot to more granular data-driven reporting, what are those regulations that come to mind, and what specific challenges are some of these posing for financial institutions?
I think more than a regulation, it's a mode of delivering the data for any regulation, right? So, IREF starts with statistical data, but, is expected to extend from that. But it's more a methodology of sending data, as I was sort of saying before. The challenges that come up with that is, it's a real total shift in what's happening today. Really, if you look at templates, they're kind of digitized paper. And what this now is going towards, you need different tooling. It's got different workflow, a vast amount of data. So the amount of data that you're delivering is a lot larger, and that brings knock-on effects of needing cloud and then another tooling in and around that. But I think workflow is the one that's the most interesting paradigm shift for this space, because there has been a tendency to sort of be more manual and touch and check and look in Excel and check and check and check. And really, you can't do that when you're going to more of a data. And this isn't new stuff. It's been done elsewhere. It's been done in some regulatory spaces for some time. But it is fairly new when you look at it within the core reg reporting, or in its infancy, shall we say, rather than brand new.
Got it. That makes sense. And so I know that Regnology has a great vision for how digital transformation, the cloud, Other innovations can help both sides of the equation, regulators and the regulated, as they work to satisfy all of these increasingly complex requirements. Tell us a bit more about that vision and the work that you guys are doing to make it a reality.
Yeah, so look, we've invested heavily into our platforms, and we've invested it because we can sort of see what's coming down the line. You know, with our unique position on both sides, we have sort of quite a good global overview, and we have an overview from both the regulators and the regulated of the direction of travel. And I think, you know, what you can see is the amount of data and the sort of lumpiness of that data as well, because remember, reporting is quarterly or annual, or, you know, so really lends itself towards a scalable cloud platform. And granular data just makes it a prerequisite that it's a scalable cloud platform. Also, I think there's two other things that come to play there. One is, you know, I think every bank has an AI program right now. As soon as you're looking at AI, again, you're looking at cloud. And then also, I think it's the ESG capabilities, you know, ESG credentials as well, like running on-prem, you know, is really not good for the environment, especially when you're talking about lumpy delivery of data. And so, you know, it really is important that you're moving to a cloud. So we've been somewhat proactive, I would say, in our cloud strategy. We're doing it deliberately because we can see that that's going to be the prerequisite. We want our clients to have the time to be able to be ready for that, but also because you have the green credentials and just, yeah, everything coming around the corner needs cloud. So we're setting our clients up for the future.
Great. And I know that Regnology is working with thousands of financial institutions, many regulators around the world to make that evolution a reality. So best of luck as you continue that exciting work. We have time for one more question, and you touched on AI in your previous response, but I want to focus on that a little bit more. We all know it's a major topic, perhaps the major topic in technology today, and including fintech and regtech. So what is your perspective on sort of the future, the potential of AI and regulatory reporting, and how are you guys using AI today?
Yeah, so look, I think there is what I would sort of say sort of the basic use of AI, and that's to, you know, look at things and be more efficient in the way you respond. Respond to items. So yeah, very simple answer would be there's a vast amount of data within reg reporting, and being able to kind of get to the point, have chatbots to be able to respond and linking the data, and using AI tools just to be able to be more efficient in that process, be it from the regulated, like requesting to the regulator, or, you know, for our clients coming into our platform. So there's sort of a base case. And, you know, and I'd say that that goes across many different areas. Like, I think every firm will have AI use cases that could be applied in any different firm. Then if you look more specific to reg reporting, there's a lot of repetitive tasks within the reg reporting chain, whether that is, you know, correcting or augmenting data, whether that is the process of understanding, okay, you usually do this with the data. So sort of the machine learning part of AI that is really applicable within reg reporting. And that's also some of what I was alluding to before about looking at the workflows that are in play and how you transform the workflows to make it more efficient. It sort of shocked me, actually, the amount of people that are in the reg reporting space versus platform, if you were to compare it to further up the bank in like trading and even into ops, it's a completely different pivot in the percentage of one to the other. And so these machine learning sort of helps you with that. And then the third area is related to granular data, that if you've got the granular data, you can look proactively for patterns in the granular data to then see for things that, you know, look suspicious. And so, you know, we had one example where they were able to spot that actually the lending to women was far less than the lending to men, you know, and it wasn't something necessarily that was in a template field, but they were able to see it when they looked at the patterns in the raw data itself. And then they were able to feed that into their policies and back into how they're managing overrides, supervising the markets.
Awesome. That's a great explanation. And I thank you for your time today and the informative discussion. I think that our listeners will have learned a lot about this march towards granular reporting, some of the driving factors there, and how Regnology is helping everyone in sort of the regulatory reporting ecosystem adapt and transform in response. So appreciate the time and explanation. If you'd like to learn more about Regnology, you can head over to regnology.net. You can learn more about them. You could also access their free report on the future of regulatory reporting. So we encourage our listeners to do that. If you'd like to listen to more episodes like this one about the Forefront, you can go to forefrontcoms.com. That's comms with two M's, and head over to the news and insights page for more episodes. Again, thanks, Linda, for joining us. Thank you to all our listeners. And until next time.